Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this second Saturday in September, the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System is taking over The Local Take. Yay! For all the book readers out there. And I'm joined in the studio this morning by Claudia Strange, who is the marketing representative for the Atlanta Fulton Library System. Claudia, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Well, one of the real reasons to have you back is that this month is National Library Sign-Up Month.
That's right.
Could you tell our listeners exactly why that was established and what that means at our library system?
So nationally, Library Card Sign-Up Month was established by the American Library Association. We've used it, you know, in our system as a kind of back to school opportunity, get yourself together, get ready, make sure you have what you need. And one of those tools that has to be in your toolbox is a library card, especially as a student. You know, the tutoring sessions that we offer for free online, the need to come do some research, get a study room, and just come and take in all the resources is just a huge part of being a successful student and having a successful school year. But it's also just a good time of year. You know, you're kind of kicking off your fall to get back in the groove. If you need to come in and sort of renew a card, you haven't been to see us in a few years, it's a good time to do that too. You know, if you're avoiding some fines, this might be a good time to clear those out and get back started with the library, card that's ready to check as many books out as you want. But we've really been using it as an opportunity to make sure that as our kids are coming back to school, that we're getting over to the schools. We try to partner with libraries, media centers at the different schools throughout Fulton and Atlanta, to make sure that the kids are equipped with what they need from us in order to be successful.
Now, I remember when I was a elementary school student that after school, we would literally go to the library, and that would be where we would do our homework, complete all of those worksheets. Is that still something that kids can do today?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, obviously, I'm the mother of a six-year-old, and I'm signing away his digital life, apparently, so that they can be learning on tablets, and so they do so much more of it that way now, but we do still have a ton of tutoring sessions going on in the libraries after school. People can reserve a study room in some of our newer branches that have them and come in with either a tutor or a parent or a study group and meet and study together. They can come in and just all sit around a table just to do their homework together. They can come in and use our digital resources, like if they want to sign on to tutor.com at the library, for example, and want to just be in front of a screen where they can look at it and do their work together. In a more quiet space, they can do that too. So yeah, we definitely have a lot of that still going on. We have programs after school for children. So there's definitely a busy time, that 3 to 5 time frame from after school to dinner time.
I think that's great that kids are still going to the library after school. And now you mentioned the tutoring that can be done virtually or at the library. Are there different subjects? How do kids learn about that? How do they sign up for that? Is this a resource that parents might not know about who need a tutor?
And it's not, you know, every library is different. So we have 34 branches, as we talked about last time. So with those branches, you know, you may have one that has a tutor that's donated their time. So literally just heard about one at a meeting this morning where, one of our branches has a tutor coming in after school to help children, and they're doing it for free. That's amazing. Some have tutors that may come from either a school or they're from a community member or a, you know, friend that's helping, you know, just a child along. The resources that we provide system-wide are our tutor.com database, which is through our digital library and also part of eCampus, which is our online learning tool. So tutor.com is free. All you need is your library card to sign in. There's every subject you can think of under the sun at every age range or every grade level that you can just log in, search for the help that you're looking for. If you're looking for like help in algebra as a sophomore or whatever, you can kind of just go in there and find somebody that you can talk with. Maybe you're having trouble with a specific portion, a specific subject, and just go through that process with an online tutor.
I think that would be great for parents because if it's been 20 years since you've done algebra, you might need some assistance.
Or this new math. I have no idea what I'm going to do when that comes home. So yeah, I'll be definitely using it myself. And I think parents should log on and check it out because it can save you, years off your life, and it can save you, you know, a lot of embarrassment in front of your little one.
And even better, all you need is your library card, and this is National Library Sign-Up Month.
Exactly. So free, and it's free. If you're in Atlanta, City of Atlanta, or Fulton County resident, your library card is free, so there is no reason not to come in. And there's no reason to have to share. You know, if you're a family of five, get five library cards. Each library card, you can check out up to, like, I believe it's 50 books. That's 50 books on each card. And that can happen very quickly if you have little ones, because they run through those little books and those little board books and stuff like that. We check out probably 30 books at a time. So there's no reason to just, you know, mom just has to have one. Everyone in the family should have their own. That way everyone in the family can download their favorite books and music on their tablets and their phones with their own library card.
I think the library card was my first official piece of ID.
I think some people may still even use it that way. And, you know, I was doing some research on just marketing library card sign-up month in general. And it was, you know, it was kind of a take about the Capital One commercials with, like, what's in your wallet. But I think it's important. I mean, the library card is probably the most useful card in your wallet. You don't have to pay interest on anything, and you don't have to worry about overspending on it. Everything you get on, it's free.
And just for people who may not know, what do you need to have to come and apply and get your library card?
So just any form of ID. It can be an ID, state ID, driver's license, a bill, a utility bill, just something that shows that you live in the county. Anywhere in Fulton County. And you just fill out a quick little application, literally just name, date of birth and address, a couple more, I can't remember at the moment, but very quick little application, and you walk away with your library card.
So anyone showing...
And a keychain card. Don't forget that one.
So anyone showing ID or credentials proving that they live in Fulton County can walk out with their library card and 50 books.
That's correct.
No payment.
Go crazy. Yeah.
What's in your wallet? It really makes sense for the library card.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what else do you want our listeners to know about getting their library card this month?
So we have programs happening, of course, at all 34 of our branches. But most importantly, we've recently expanded into doing more outreach. So we've hired some outreach librarians that are doing, Food Truck Alley Night in Alpharetta. You know, they were at the roller derby girls the other day, handing out library cards there. We've had them at eclipse events, watching the eclipse and getting library cards. So look out in the community as well. On our website, we have a list of outreach activities that are published in every Access newsletter that we produce. Every other month, there's a new Access. It's available online. It's available in your local branch. You'll see all the places that we will be throughout the two-month period of that magazine. And you can, you know, like I said, go to a food truck park and get your library card. Happen to go to a shopping center where we're going to be one weekend, go get it there. You don't even have to come to the library branch. So it really, we're spreading out, we're expanding, we're going everywhere. You see us at farmers markets, in Piedmont Park. We're out there. So
there is no excuse the residents and citizens in Fulton and Atlanta not to have their library card.
That's correct. You see that blue tent, go get your card. It'll take you 5 minutes and you will walk away happy.
And not have to spend a dime.
That's right.
So we are also going to talk about a new thing that you all have, which is the virtual book club. And for the virtual book club, we're going to be speaking with Kimberly Snoddy George.
That's correct.
And Kimberly, you are a Clark Atlanta University alum.
That's correct. I graduated from a library school here at Clark Atlanta University, and I'm proud to be an alum from this university.
And I remember when they said libraries were going away.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not. So we've got a great program. It's our first virtual book club online, and I'm very excited to be a part of this program.
And now, what do you need to participate in the virtual book club?
Well, actually, the virtual book club is an online book club, and you can join by going to afpls.org. And right now, there's a link that says join the group. It will tell you more about the book club. We've partnered with the American Library Association's Book Club Central, and Sarah Jessica Parker, who has also collaborated for the library's, the ALA book Club Central's picks. So she's a part of the program as well.
And you mentioned the picks. What kind of books are they? Does the club decide on the book, or does the do the participants kind of have input into what book is going to be read?
Okay, so with the Book Club Central, Sarah Jessica Parker actually picks on a quarterly basis. So we're starting with the first book, which is No One Is Coming to Save Us, by a novel by Stephanie Powell Watts. And it's her first novel. She's written some short stories. And so Sarah Jessica Parker chose this to be the first book for Book Club Central.
And one of the things that I love is reading first books from authors. It actually, to me, it gives you a chance to find this new voice. And sometimes it's a voice that you will follow throughout the career.
Yes.
Do you know why that was the book that was chosen?
Well, I believe that it's the story that Sarah Jessica Parker really enjoyed. And as I read the book, some of the highlights of this book are, I don't want to tell you the whole book because I want you to join and read it for yourself, but it takes place in North Carolina, an African-American family, and it's after the industry, the furniture industry, is no longer in business there. But the characters are really strong characters. JJ, who comes back, who has left the community and comes back, you'll learn about his life there. And a family, Ava and Sylvia, that's a mother-daughter, and their interaction. Very strong female characters in the story. It also touches a little bit on some mental illness in the family, as well as just, you know, them going, being a part of their past and then going into the future, just them dealing with their past and what they're going to be doing. So No One Is Coming to Save Us is a really compelling novel, and I really enjoy it. It's very good.
You've got me hooked. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yes.
And so you have a quarter to read the book.
Yes. So once you join, what we do is you can actually check out books using our Overdrive, which is our electronic ebook, or you can actually check out the books by placing them on hold or going to one of the local branches and participating that way. So you join, you become a member of the group, and we accept you. There are six librarians that will be posting some questions at the end of end of September. And so the questions will be posted, and then you have approximately 60 days to answer. So at the end of November, we'll close the questions, but there'll be some really compelling discussion going on the Facebook blog site. And we invite everybody to join. You don't necessarily have to be an Atlanta Fulton Public Library card holder in order to participate. We've even gotten recently someone from San Diego that's going to participate. So what a virtual library or virtual book club does, it opens up a discussion without borders. So everybody can participate. So we're really looking forward to getting as many people involved in the virtual book club program.
That sounds very compelling, mm-hmm. that you can have this virtual book club with people from all across the country.
Absolutely.
Basically.
Absolutely. So this first book, it will be for like 3 months, and then December 1st, we'll announce the next title. And so we'll continue as long as there's involvement and discussion.
And I love it because you don't have to worry about drinking too much wine at the book club meeting.
That's right.
You can do it at home.
Because you can do it at home in front of the computer screen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to interacting with everyone.
So now what can they expect? Is it a call to action for you to start engaging? Are you just engage on your own and, you know, might have conversations going back and forth? What actually are the expectations?
So when we start posting questions that are around the novel, What we'll do, the six librarians that are participating will actually be responsible for having discussion on typing, discussion and responding back to some of those thoughts and ideas. And I think what would be great is even if participants take a look at other people's, thought process and question, well, why did you think that? So it brings up even, more, around the novel.
And I love that idea because I've read a lot of books with friends and, mm-hmm. I'm going, well, I like this part and, I want to know more about this person. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you'll have a friend say, well, I want to know more about that person. I'm like, well, they were interesting, but, I'm not interested in them. Why are you interested in that character?
Right.
And all of a sudden you're seeing the book through someone else's eyes, mm-hmm. and something that may have meant nothing to you is significant to someone else. And when you can find that kind of significance, it's almost like looking at the story in someone else's eyes.
Absolutely. And you can also draw parallels to possibly other novels, like if this kind of sounds similar to this author or this, this genre or setting. So you can do a lot of that when you read a novel.
I think that is going to be great. So yeah. People can sign up right now, mm-hmm. for No One Is Coming to Save Us.
Yes.
And the questions will start at the end of this month.
That's correct.
And that gives you enough time,
yes.
to read the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Our checkout policy is typically 28 days. So, it'll give enough time for an individual to read the book. And then if somebody turns it back in, it'll give someone else an opportunity. So it really opens it up. And that's just system wide. You can definitely,
get the book,
on your own from somewhere else. Absolutely.
I think that is going to be a wonderful thing, and I'm going to have to sign up. So where can our listeners who are readers go to sign up?
So I'm going to jump in for Kimberly real quick because two things. Definitely they can sign up on our Facebook page. We have the link, like Kimberly mentioned, on our website, which is afpls.org. But also our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/afpls, same thing. Just ask to join the group. One of us will add you and you'll be good to go. But what I also wanted to share before we wrap that part of our segment is that we're also toying with some ideas about doing some Facebook Live interactions with our librarians. This is our first time. So we're really kind of experimenting with what's going to work. How will the conversation flow? If nobody comes and talks, what are we going to do, kind of stuff. So we're working through kinks. Bear with us. We're going to try and do everything we can to make it interactive and compelling. So look out for some new additions that we're trying to figure out technically right now. And also when you sign up, you get a special message from the author, which is on our page. She recorded a special message just for our group. And it's a very sweet message. So when you get onto the group, you'll see her message to you thanking you for joining and reading her book.
Well, I am very excited to hear about this. It's the Virtual Book Club. And as Claudia just mentioned, you can sign up on the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System Facebook page, which is Facebook/AFPLS, and on the AFPLS.org website.
That's correct.
I think this is a wonderful idea. I love that the library is being so innovative and using technology to help us, mm-hmm. to continue reading great books. Claudia, I don't know if I mentioned this to you last time, but I heard somewhere that CEOs read about 60 books a year. CEOs,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
those people who are very busy have the time to read 60 books a year.
That's right.
And so for us readers who are reading maybe once a month, we've got some
catching up to do, right?
It's
public shaming. And, that's why they're successful. I think that the more you learn about other people and other ways of life and other topics, that's how you get there. The best way to become a well-rounded individual.
The library and library books can expose us to so much that we just would not be exposed to otherwise.
That's right.
Absolutely.
To me, that is the most wonderful thing about a book. Which brings us to Georgia Gives Day.
Yay! So this is another new thing we're doing. So the library system has a library system foundation. So they raise funding, for your listeners and for those who aren't as familiar with libraries. You know, we lose funding every year. That's just a reality. Money's become tighter and program budgets are usually the first ones to go. So each, many of our libraries have friends groups, friends of the library. I'm sure you've seen them out and, you know, about, they do book sales and stuff like that to raise money for individual branches. But the foundation raises money for the entire system. So they're able to fund larger projects for us that we might not get funding from the county to do. They may be able to do something more regionally that just a couple $100 you get for story times isn't going to do. So the Library Foundation is a very vital part of our success and does contribute to us quite significantly. So Georgia Gives Day is a good part of that.
And Georgia Gives Day is an opportunity for Georgia nonprofits to all reach out to the community for fundraising.
That's correct.
So it's a multitude of nonprofits, but the library is also part of that. And if you want to help the library to continue to grow and to continue to do the programming in the community, this would be a good time to show your appreciation.
That's right. And it's such a big event and has grown so much. I mean, and it used to be just Georgia Gives Day and just Georgia. The Georgia Gives Day folks have partnered with Giving Tuesday nationally. So that's why we had a little bit of a date change. I'll share that with you in a minute. But ultimately, Giving Tuesday just allows us a larger platform to reach more people. We'll be able to share in fundraising that's been over $13 million in the last 5 years alone. That's insane for just one day of getting online and giving $10. So it's a good opportunity for us to reach more people, tell more people about us, and hopefully make it a little easier to donate to the library. The event this year is November 28th. So we're super excited to be participating. There's a website where you can give, and we'll have a link up to it on our website as well. There's a hashtag you're supposed to use called hashtag Giving Tuesday, so that you can share. Maybe you donate and you want to share a quick selfie or a quick screenshot of your donation, or if you want to just give your friends a shout out saying, hey, get in there and give the library some money because you know you all use it. feel free to shame all your friends into doing it as well. You know, every little bit counts and it adds up so quickly on an event like this. It's a lot like, you know, when there's relief efforts, when you're like, oh, just text this number. It's $10 on my cell phone bill. This is such an easy way to give. You can just give up a couple cups of Starbucks and give it to the library system. We'll stretch it and we will work it.
And we know that you do because we've been talking about all of the programming that the library does for the community, from the Eclipse Party to the food trucks at the Alpharetta branch. So all of those things have money attached to them.
That's right.
And as I mentioned with Kimberly, you know, so long ago, people were saying the library is, you know, disposable. We don't need it. We've got the internet. But you still need the library. You still need a place to go to read books, to get information that you might not be able to find. And we're living in this world of fake news. You know, if you go to the library and find the research, that it's right, not fake. It's the real deal.
And you know that you can trust the source to be giving you unbiased, you know, vetted content when you're looking for it. And I think, you know, I don't think we're ever going to stop hearing that the library is on its way out. I think that that's just a natural segue from technology being able to do everything and Google is the deal. Google is not the deal. Google cannot tell you everything. And 9 times out of 10, it's telling you just what everybody else clicked on. That doesn't mean it's true. So that, you know, that is a librarian can weed through the garbage for you. But more importantly, you know, because you can download a book on Amazon in 2 minutes and read it on your Kindle, doesn't mean you're still not paying for it. There's a bank account that's all coming out of, and we're still doing all of that for free. And depending on, you know, every community in Fulton County is different. We are a very big and very diverse county and crazily shaped through the state. And so, you know, you may have a community that really needs the building. You know, it can be a community space. It can be where your NPU in Atlanta meets. It can be where your Cub Scouts meet. It could be where you're doing a tutoring session. It could be where you're doing an art exhibit or teaching a quick yoga class. So I think people forget just how much the library does for them. And maybe they haven't been in a couple of years because maybe their kid's going through a period where they don't want to go to the library because it's not cool. it's always going to be cool. But it's, you know, maybe they think it's not, or you've just gotten busy. Life is busy. You can still completely work with us online and never step foot in a branch. Take advantage of our free music apps. Take advantage of our free movie downloads. Take advantage of our free book downloads.
And the free parking passes for the Georgia parks.
Oh my gosh.
Which I've used.
And the zoo. The zoo's a fortune. You can come get 4 tickets for free at the library. Just check out our zoo pass. So, yeah, it's funny to hear, knowing just how many people still use it.
And also, there is a new call for librarians. Mm-hmm. So you know the libraries are going to exist because people are talking about the shortage of libraries.
Right, exactly.
Now, a quick note on the renovation update. The last time you all were here, you talked about all of the renovations going on throughout the system.
Yes.
Where does the renovation stand now?
Oh, my gosh. So we've done a lot since we were here last. We've had tonight is our 9th public meeting. We kicked off a couple of, last time we talked about kind of how we were grouping them and that there were going to be like 7 or 8 at a time. We kicked off our first group of branches, which was 7, and we did our public meetings with those communities, got some input. We've got designers working on plans, and then we're about to go back to that group and show them kind of what we've come up with to see what they think, give us some more inputs before we start construction. We started another group, East Point and Fairburn. We just had an East Point public meeting last week. Fairburn is literally tonight. Once we wrap those two, we'll go back. The designers will do their magic, and we'll come back to that community and show them what we've come up with. In the meantime, we've also kicked off our project scope, which is just a fancy way of saying, what are we doing here, for the Central Library, which is our largest renovation. So we've done a bunch in the last kind of month and a half since we've seen you, and we're going to be trucking through a whole lot more of those through November. So keep checking our website because we've got project updates up there so you can be clear about when your library is coming up for renovation.
I love it that this is a community that invests in the library. I was saying to you earlier, you know, Benjamin Franklin is one of my favorite people because the public library was his idea. I thank God for that man.
I know. So do we.
Now, I was saying, what is the worst thing that can happen to you at the library? And the story my niece was like, my brother, he's put it in the bathtub. It wasn't my fault. And the book is gone.
And trust me, I have been with Fulton County for a long time. I think we mentioned that, but I came over to the library about almost 2 years ago. Literally, the first thing I did was run downstairs and grab a bunch of books for my child, for my son. And by the time I came back the next week, it was gone. I had no idea. Like, the Billy Goat's Gruff just disappeared. And I was like, what do I do? I went and talked to the librarian that I checked it out from. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. I just started working here. I've already lost a book. I don't know what to do. And my librarian was fortunately, I was at the Central Library at the time and said, okay. And I think they tell other people this. Kimberly will nudge me if I'm wrong, is that if you can replace it yourself, just go get the exact copy, bring it to us. We'll put it back in. It needs to be new. And, you know, you can do that on Amazon for so cheap that might be easier. If you don't want to do that, you can also, they'll just charge you for the cost of replacing the book to us, mm-hmm. which is full price. So unfortunately, that's sometimes the more expensive option, but that happens too.
And that's not a bad deal.
That's okay.
So you walk away win-win on
everybody's
part.
You know, you have to give us the book. You don't get to keep it when you buy it, but yeah, you've replaced it and you're good to go.
I love the library, and I am so happy for the Local Take being taken over by the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System. Claudia, Kimberly, thank you all so much for coming today and sharing with our listeners.
Thank you. We had a great time.
Thanks for listening to the Local Take on WCLK this morning. Special thanks to our guests for taking their time to speak with us. You can find many of these interviews posted online for on-demand listening at WCLK.com. If you want to recommend a community leader or nonprofit organization you would like to see featured on the Local Take, you can leave a voicemail on the WCLK Community Engagement Line at 404-880-6211, or you can email me at kiplinprimus@gmail.com. Good morning.